Now, something else that contributes to our weather here, of course, the inversion. And at the University of Utah, some scientists there have figured out how to measure the water vapor in the air. Why does that matter? For many reasons. Number one, they'll be able to tell what is causing all the pollutants in the inversion. What specifically? Is it our cars? Is it industry? Is it the wood burning, you know, stoves or whatever?
I know that's what it is.
Because when we burn gasoline, we produce water vapor, and that can also make our roads icy. The researchers can break that down now and examine it, and we'll know what's burning and how much. This is University of Utah Professor of Geology and Geophysics, Gabriel Bowen.
We may be able to use that to say how much of the other emissions, the particulates, the carbon dioxide, are coming from furnaces versus cars versus major industrial sources.
Which is nice, because I feel like right now we're kind of guessing, hey, let's ban wood burning.
Yeah.
Hey, let's ban this. When really, we haven't been able to break it down scientifically until now. Gabriel also tells us that now that we know where emissions are coming from and how that impacts our climate here in the Valley, we can even use that one day to climate control our city.
So there's potential that knowing that as we go forward and we change the way that we use energy in the city to do things like reduce particulate emissions, we also can consider how that will affect the water cycle and the atmospheric humidity, because we now know of this link.
Like, we could decide to have a dry winter or a wet winter.
We get to decide?
Yeah, or maybe scientists.
Oh.
Finally, he told us that the inversion creates these hazardous road conditions because of the ice, and that cars are their own worst enemies.
We see that traffic is a huge source of water vapor. So cars are a huge source of water vapor, the dominant source. So the biggest signals we see are associated with the morning and evening rush hours.
They saw that clearly, that the water vapor, that inversion, spiked during morning drive and afternoon drive.
Yeah.
Right, with Grant and Amanda and Scott Murray.
And that one was obvious. But yeah. Nothing about the wood burning.
Not yet.
No.
That's next.